This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You're listening to the Extra Point Show from the Just Call Jed Studios. Injured? Call Jed.com. WGR Sports Radio 550.
It's the Dallas Cowboys.
Let's go!
We will start the season on September 4th in Philadelphia with one of the great rivalries. It's been a quarter century since the Cowboys and the Eagles have played week one.
Oh.
Dallas, new coach and Brian Schottenheimer, Dak Prescott back against Jalen Hurts, 2,000-yard rusher Saquon Barkley, and the Philadelphia Eagles. What a way to start what begins the 20th year of Sunday Night Football.
It's the Dallas Cowboys. I was listening to that. It hit me again. I knew Brian Schottenheimer was the coach. It hit me again because we were talking about on the break, like, oh, Dallas is kind of an interesting move for Philadelphia to play week one, the Pickens deal and stuff like that. All right, like, this can make sense. I forgot how the offseason started for them. What a tire fire that coaching search was. Schottenheimer could be great. I don't want to make it sound like it's all going to be doom and gloom for them. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here, by the way. Hour number two of the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. But remember when they were like, the Dallas Cowboys were doing like their own hiring search? Like every other team that had a head coaching need were kind of like the same five guys.
Oh, but it was
and then
also
Dallas was like, we're going to maybe talk to Deion.
Oh, but then even more hilariously,
we're going to talk to Brian Schottenheimer. I was like, what?
Even more hilariously, Chicago calls them up. Hey, can we interview your head coach, Mike McCarthy? And they're like, no.
No, we're and then, not sure what we're doing.
But then
there yet.
2 weeks later, they said, we are firing Mike McCarthy.
What a weird start to the offseason.
Yeah,
so bad.
And then they said they were all in that offseason, then they did nothing.
I think that was the last two offseasons they've said they're all in. Well, this one I can argue. The Pickens trade could be fun.
But the thing was, last year there was a Skip Bayless tweet where a comma was doing God's work.
Mm-hmm. No, I remember this. I remember that tweet. I laughed hard.
Yes.
I laughed very, very hard at it. We're having a little bit of fun today. The schedule releases this week.
I feel like this is like the most Wednesday feeling Monday of all time.
Josh said that when we walked in, and he's right. I had a dream that it was Wednesday. I think for me, though, personally, I know I have a short week, and I'm getting ready to for my little trip. It's nothing crazy, but I'm getting ready for it, so like there's a little bit of that excitement. But I've had that a few of these last few weeks where, like, last week, perfect example. Friday rolled around, and I'm like, this is the third Friday this week, man.
I
just want the weekend to be here.
I remember I had gotten here early, and I'm talking with Josh and with Owen Parker. And Owen said, like, the stream was – the word he said was, the stream is fat today. And we had people apparently really paying in when there's relatively nothing new going on.
It's very much the off season.
But y'all were just hanging out today and continue to do so. And hey, you know what? Maybe that's just how it is on May 12th.
Everyone's got the schedule itch. That's what it is.
It might be it.
So on that, we were talking a little bit there about the Cowboys-Eagles. That's going to be your Thursday night opener. I like the idea of it. Not too many traditionally, we don't have too many divisional games, but I like that idea for the NFC East to have a divisional game, do that. And then, as well, there are some storylines there with Dallas and what are they really going to be here. We just mentioned the Brian Schottenheimer and George Pickens kind of additions for them. Like, what is this Dallas team going to look like? And then the Eagles, the Super Bowl champions, they're going to play opening night. We all know that. But they themselves are kind of this always interesting storyline. I think people are still unsure about Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni as a QB coach combo. And so I'm always interested to watch Philadelphia these last few years because they are uber talented, but I also wonder exactly how good they can be. I think their peak was last year, but their floor was also 2 years ago where they lost, what, like six straight to end the year and then got blown up by Tampa in the playoffs. They are two different spectrums on how good a team can be. But, of course, we're also talking about the Bills. There were some rumblings that maybe Josh Allen was going to announce a Sunday night football game for the Bills. That didn't end up happening.
He was supposed to be on the Today Show, and
that didn't happen.
He wasn't.
So we kind of threw it to Twitter and also to the phone lines, 803-0550, the number to call. What is your favorite idea for the Bills for week one? I am somebody, especially for week one, and I mentioned a little bit with our guest in the first hour, Sal Mariana, I am having a little bit of that nostalgia for the 1 o'clock games. I mean, that's what I grew up on. Yes, it was during the drought, but it was Sunday, 1 o'clock. I knew that's when Bills football was going to be, and I kind of liked that last year it was like also against a weird team. It was Arizona.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh.
That was the more fascinating part to me.
Okay.
I think week one being the 1 o'clock, that was for me, I feel like that was perfect because that's, you know, Bills fans, get out there. It's the first game of the season. It's the home opener.
Mm-hmm.
Go do your thing because you're not going to be able to do this as the routine for the whole year.
It's going to change fast.
But we should start the year with that routine. It was more fascinating that it was Arizona.
Yeah.
And it's mostly... It's the first weekend in the NFL. You're going to watch. You're going to watch. There's no incentive needed here. You're going to watch.
Now, what's interesting, looking at their home schedule this year, not seeing a lot of those kind of games. You're like, throw that in week one. It's not bad. Still a good team. Still interesting. It's obviously the divisional opponents, Miami, New England, and New York. But then, as Sal pointed out in his article too, Baltimore, Cincinnati, Kansas City, Philadelphia, and then two NFC South teams in New Orleans and Tampa. There's not a lot of like, yeah, just throw that on there. It's still, Arizona's still a good team. It's still Kyler Murray. You know, Marvin Harrison Jr.'s there. The eyeballs will be on that game. The Saints, it's Tyler Shuck. It's not Derek Carr anymore. He retired this weekend. Tampa's interesting, but I liked Sal's point in the article. Like, that could be a fun primetime game. For me, it's more the road schedule is where you might get the, ooh, that's an interesting game, but we'll throw it at 1 o'clock. Pittsburgh, Carolina, Atlanta, Houston. Now, on Carolina, I think that's where, to your question too, I think that could be more like the Bowie game where they're kind of throwing Carolina a bone. We're going to put you on a Thursday night football. But to make sure people are watching, we're throwing the Bills on.
What if the home opener is the Saints?
I mean, 1-0. Let's move on, baby.
Yeah.
Tyler Shuck, another rookie quarterback that's going to get his first start against the Bills. I know Sal Capaccio's brought that stat up a lot, but I think Marino's first start was against the Bills. There's a long list.
Right.
But let's go. 1-0, moving on.
Yeah. By the way.
Not against it, actually.
The first comment that you had on the question on Twitter today of what is your favorite idea for the Bills to win in week one? Nuke, great job. It's at the Wiley veteran, and yes, he is indeed Wiley on that one because his comment is to win.
Should have had some heart. Should have said to lose. I want them on the back foot the whole year. I never want them comfortable.
I never want them.
That's what it should have been. But no, yes, to win.
No, that one to me that's just funny. I appreciate the humor in that sort of a response.
What did you say? Tweets in home Jets. Could be. That's one I think of a lot when I think of week one or home openers. A lot of my life, and this could be wrong. I don't have any stats to back this up. This is a complete feeling thought. I always remember Bills-Jets very early in the season.
very early.
TJ tweets in, Cincinnati, get them in week one when they typically struggle.
That's right. Not even just week one. Oh, September.
Man. Yeah.
Get them in September.
Get them in the first month and you've got them.
Legitimately.
I don't know what it is.
That's right.
Cincinnati. I'm going to say something controversial. Cincinnati's kind of like the Buffalo Sabres to start a season.
Mm-hmm.
You have top-end pieces.
Yeah.
But you cannot start the regular season on time for whatever reason. And it costs you.
Yeah.
Because over two of the last 3 years, it has cost the Cincinnati Bengals.
They've been bad to start years.
Horrible.
And they've lost to surprising teams.
It was actually last year was New England. 3 years.
Yeah.
The last 3 years, you have started poorly. Only that the past two seasons, you've also paid the price for it.
Mm-hmm.
Three seasons ago, yeah, they started terribly, but they were fine.
This past year, they started 0-3, losing 16-10 to New England, 26-25 to Kansas City, 38-33 to Washington. They finally then get on the win column with the Panthers to go to 1-3. Then they immediately lose to Baltimore. They start the year 1-4, although the Baltimore game falls in October. Then the year prior, let me pull up 2023's schedule, they start 0-2. 24-3 loss to Cleveland. I think I remember that game. Burrow throws like three or four picks. Mm-hmm. And then they lose to Baltimore 27-24, beat the Rams, but then lose to the Titans 27-3.
Titans.
27-3.
To fall to 1-3.
I mean, they start seasons off really poorly. They figured out, I think that's also on Zach Taylor, their head coach. I think that's a big part of it. They start off these seasons terribly. The year prior to that, where they ultimately go 12-4, and that's the DeMar Hamlin game, Bills game is ruled a no contest. They start 0-2, an overtime loss to Pittsburgh, and then a loss to Dallas.
Yep. They do not.
My start word.
They do not start the regular season on time. So that's a great answer.
Yeah. Get the Bengals early. Doesn't matter what time either. Just get them early. And
get them early.
There's a good chance you're going to beat
trip
them.
Over themselves.
They've started 0-2. Is that the last 3 years?
Yep.
The last 3 years. Incredible. Yeah, get them early. Get them early. TJ's right on that.
Get them early. So the last thing for me with my major thoughts on the schedule is like there has to be, to me, there has to be this game that we're not expecting to be a prime timer that is, that ultimately is. Sal mentioned the Texans possibly as being one of those because it's not a favorite on the schedule to be primetime.
No, but that was a game last year. That was a real big one. I think for all of us thinking that's going to be Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football, Stephon Diggs versus the Bills. They 1 o'clocked it. So I think that's also something to look at.
Considering the game that was played, it was deserved.
But I think that's something to look at too where they might go – because let's say, for argument's sake, they do use the Bills to prop up Carolina for a Sunday night or Monday night or Thursday night. Does all of a sudden one of Cincinnati, Baltimore, Tampa, Philly, Kansas City's 425. I barely even acknowledge them in any other facet. But do one of those games all of a sudden go, yeah, we're going to put that at 1 o'clock. Yeah. I don't think Baltimore, because Baltimore's the AFC divisional game. That was a really close matchup. I think that's probably good for primetime.
Right.
I look at the Bengals. If you're looking for that surprise, stunning – oh, 1 o'clock home game? That could be. They haven't made the playoffs in 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Burrow versus Allen, but let's not act like Cincinnati's been like this hot commodity for a lot of people. They haven't made the playoffs in 2 years. They've been 9-8. With a seventh seed, by the way. I'd like to point that out. With the expanded playoffs, they haven't made it in 2 years.
Speaking of the seventh seed, what about Pittsburgh on the road? How do you sell the Pittsburgh Steelers to anyone right now?
Oh, you know the schedule makers have been very frustrated by the unknown of Aaron Rodgers. Because I think that's a really good point you bring up. If Rodgers was there, though, you could really argue.
You could sell the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Pittsburgh you can sell. Perfect. You could figure it out.
How
but
do
now
you sell,
Pickens is gone.
Yeah.
And now it's going to be Mason Rudolph to DK Metcalf?
Yeah. I don't know what this is. Yeah, it's just like it's a bunch of... How do I say this nice?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's a bunch of garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Plus DK Metcalf.
Plus DK Metcalf. I mean, like, they are in a really...
Like, defensively, they're fine, but, like...
They're always fine.
You might need to bring this boring team and give them an excuse to have a primetime game.
Mm-hmm. They're in a really unknown spot in terms of what do you do with them.
What do you do with them?
Steelers brand. They've got a ton of road fans.
Yes.
That game will be on television across the country.
Right.
But they're arguably near unwatchable.
Their roster is a tough sell on offense. It is not something. It's dangerous for the public to have to watch the Pittsburgh Steelers for 17 games.
It's been like Chicago for a few years here, where Chicago kept getting put on primetime
Chicago,
games. Like,
oh. Chicago also had the deception of promise.
Yeah, but by like week 10.
What is promising about the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean that genuinely.
The prayer balls to DK Metcalf will probably look pretty cool.
Russell Wilson's not there throwing them anymore.
No. That's why it's more towards the prayer ball. I think Russell Wilson's just one of the best deep ball throwers of all time. Mason Rudolph, it might just be DK's down there somewhere. And he probably will be.
Mason Rudolph doesn't have the arm strength to do DK's down there somewhere.
No, that's right. That's right. Man, they really were desperate for Rodgers. Or, I think realistically, they're somewhat punting on this year. Getting ready. They're going to host the 2026 draft. I think they've already got three third-round picks, plus what they've now gotten in the Pickens trade. They're gearing up for – there's going to be, at least based off of what many people are thinking is going to be the 26 draft, like four or five quarterbacks to go get. I think that's really what they're going to be pushing.
Yeah.
Do want to say, though, one quick thing here before we forget. Coverage of the NFL schedule release on WGR is presented by Window Nation, the perfect fit for your home and wallet. Ad is going to be officially on Wednesday at 8. Me and Derek are going to be live from 7 to 9 on the nightcap to get you all that schedule news. A lot of it will be 98% official before 8 o'clock.
It'll be an official-ish.
Official-ish.
By the time we get to 8 o'clock, it'll be official-ish.
It'll be official-ish.
There might be like two or three games that like we're trying to plug in the hole.
Yeah. We will have also games announced throughout the week. We already, of course, do know the opener, which is Eagles hosting the Dallas Cowboys. Again, I like that game. Not bad. Although it has a little bit less juice than the last few years. I loved Detroit-Kansas City from a few years ago. That was one of my favorite ones in a long time. And then last year was Kansas City-Baltimore.
And that had
that
juice.
That game was awesome. And that game also had that feeling, too, of, are we sure that's not a little too early for this matchup? That's a big argument for, you know, for some of these primetime games for the Bills is, well, you can't do Bills-Ravens week two on Sunday Night Football. It's too early. You want to stretch that out.
Meanwhile, I'm sitting over here going, yes, you can.
But then Chiefs-Ravens week one, and I think a part of me, too, would almost have it be early because how quickly did we, you know, covering the Bills and talking about the playoffs and stuff, forget about that, what was it, week four, week five matchup with Baltimore last year?
Yeah.
Because you're like, it's a different team. Yes, the Bills obviously added Amari Cooper. They were playing different. They were playing hurt against Baltimore the first time. Going into that second matchup, it was entirely different. And there's that little bit of fun to it as well of, man, that game was 2.5 months ago. Where if they played Baltimore this year, say like week 14, and then they play them again in the division round. It's like, we just saw you. It's the same group.
Like Baltimore did with Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
They played them late. They beat them. And then they play Pittsburgh again.
And they beat them again. So,
yeah, I agree with you on that. It's not really that much of a crime to have these good matchups where then you might meet them in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Philadelphia is a different story. Do you want that one to be later? Do you want that one to be more middle of your schedule?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But you've gotten me to a point where I am now surrendering. I'm expecting to be here on Christmas.
Who do you think they play on Christmas? I think it's a home game. Who do you think it is? I think it's Baltimore and Kansas City are out. They played Christmas the last 2 years. I think they're done.
I think it's a road game.
You think it's a road game?
And it's Houston.
Did Houston play on Christmas last year?
Yeah, that was Tank Dell getting hurt again. They got gobsmacked by Kansas City.
Was that it? Or I thought it was Baltimore.
Baltimore also did. There were multiple games on Christmas.
I'm looking this up.
There were two games on Christmas. Kansas City and Baltimore were both involved.
Yeah, the Chiefs played the Steelers on Christmas. Yep. The Ravens played the Texans on Christmas.
Okay.
Ravens beat them 31-2.
Oh, and then it was the following Thursday.
I believe that's right.
Where Tank Dell then gets hurt.
Yes.
For the second time.
Yeah, neither of these games were close, and the Ravens, 31-2. I am now remembering that game.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if Houston plays again then on Christmas.
I mean, you try to sell them as a threat.
Right.
It's an idea. Or you could use one of the divisional rivals.
I believe that would be two straight home games, too, for Houston on Christmas. Because
mm-hmm.
they hosted Baltimore. It's not a bad idea. Again, I think they're going to play on the holiday, so I think it doesn't really matter where I think Buffalo's playing it. I look at it, though, and I do wonder
if... It does make sense if it's a home game because, you know, Hallmark Christmas movie, yada, yada.
I wonder if it's a divisional game.
I do, too. I was just about to go into that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be New England.
You think New England?
I think New England.
I think Miami.
I think New England because of two reasons. One, they're the most promising of the three now.
100%.
And two, it still has the worst blood for a lot of Bills fans in recent years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, Miami fans typically then get loud, blah, blah, blah. But what happens every year? Miami fades at the stretch. Why would you put Miami in primetime in December?
I think for that exact reason. Let's see what they got.
But also,
this might be their last hurrah with this core.
But we've seen that happen with this group. Why bother? Because people will go ahead and write that off, and instead, Jimmy is unwrapping presents. Let's rather watch that than Tua getting beat down 41-17.
I'd enjoy it.
You would enjoy it because we'd be working.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't get to watch little Jimmy unwrapping presents over there near the Christmas tree. We don't get that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know who does? People listening. They can turn that off. People that aren't Bills fans, they can turn it off.
Why
not make it something where, hey, you know what you could sell? Mm-hmm. Second-year quarterback, Drake May. How's he doing in year two?
No, I think New England's definitely the most...
You can't really sell. You can't really sell the Jets.
No, the Jets can't sell the Jets right now. But New England is definitely the most marketable. I just do wonder. Bills and Dolphins do still have that juice of the rivalry.
I think there is
something to Miami having to go play in the snow. Let's all go watch.
Yeah, but also, New England has given Buffalo more fits than Miami in recent years.
They have, notwithstanding the Joe Milton game. Not counting that one.
Not even counting that one. They lost to McCorkle Jones.
They did. They did do that. They did do that.
They don't lose to Miami.
They really don't. They lose the heat wave game, and that's it. That's really it. They just beat the brakes off of Miami.
So Miami has tied Buffalo then in weird weather games that they've lost. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
New England has won the infamous wind game.
Miami
wins a heat game.
Come on, Jets. What are you guys doing? Figure it out.
Mess with the weather catastrophically.
Just get a rainstorm, something like that.
Well, no. The Jets won a random one where Josh Allen sprains his AC joint.
Oh, no. They even got the Zach Wilson game, though, too.
Oh, God, yeah.
The Jets
are actually their bigger problem in recent years.
Jets, Bills, Christmas Day. Let's go. It's the biggest problem. Let's go. Justin Fields wearing number 7, by the way. Big fan of that.
What present did you get over there, Jimmy?
If it's Bills Jets, are you kidding me?
Bills Jets, let's go.
Oh, my God.
There are only a few games, I think, that realistically the Bills can do on Christmas. I think Miami, New England, Cincinnati, I think maybe. Tampa, yes.
It has to be a good opponent because otherwise it's going to be...
Wait, is that a Nerf Gatling?
What did I get?
What did I get him?
Is my game done downloading yet? That's what it is. Is my new video game done downloading yet? I also do believe it will be a divisional game. That's where Tampa for me is a little low on this, is because for the most part, I believe this will be a conference game.
Why did you get your nephew a ball pit?
Total evil idea I'm pulling off.
Yeah, I think Tampa for me would probably be the lowest. Or really any of the AFC South or the NFC South teams, I could say could be interesting ideas, but they're at the lower end. I think it'll be a conference game.
Yeah, if it's like Cleveland for some reason, nobody cares.
I mean, Kansas City, Pittsburgh last year.
And?
I'm just saying they did it. So
Pittsburgh was a playoff team.
Yeah, well, that's
somehow.
Right. That's right. They were. Oh, man. I mean, just there's there's options. I don't totally know. Again, coverage of the NFL schedule release on WGR is presented by Window Nation, the perfect fit for your home and wallet. Of course, taking your calls, 803-0550, your favorite idea for the Bills week one. Also talking the Christmas schedule, potentially. I do think they'll play on there. We don't know definitively if they will, but I do think that is a really good shot at that. And also, a reminder, join us at Par for a Purpose on May 19th and play in a foursome at the Double Black Diamond Golf Course. A majority of the proceeds will benefit the 11-day Power Play. Registers included lunch, dinner, 2-drink tickets, green fees, cart, and prizes. Visit WGR550/events.com to register now, courtesy of Ellicottville Chamber of Commerce and Labatt. You're listening to WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.